Welcome to episode 22 of the Sports Blizzard. And you'll notice there's no Mike Diaz, but we got better. We're with the Thomas brothers because Pops is here. What's up?
Yeah, what's up, man?
And across from me, he's the 15-year NFL vet, the Eagles great. Hollis Thomas is here.
Good evening. How's everybody doing today?
Well, good. No Diaz.
I kind of figured he wasn't coming. I'm always like, fuck Diaz.
Doesn't show up anymore. I don't understand it. He's got time to do, you know, the other podcast. He doesn't come here.
DTP, bitchy, bitchy.
It's just unbelievable.
We're going to quit mentioning the bitch.
He's
not part of the show anymore.
Yeah, he's not part of the show.
I'm making an executive decision.
Should we ignore him tomorrow when we see him?
Yeah, just tell him to fuck himself.
Like, fuck you. We don't know you, bitch. Yeah. Get security on that guy. Phone lines are open, 215-716-1108. I've heard a rumor. We may have a special guest calling in at 6:45. I can't confirm that, but I've heard a rumor, so we'll see
if
that happens.
6:45 and 7.
6:45, 7.
He's got to pick up his kid, so he's going
to
call us between.
Won't tell you who it is, but you're going to want to tune in to find out who it is. I'll give you a guess. I think he's somewhere in Atlanta. If I had to take a guess, See, I know my shit.
All right.
I'm going to go through our sponsors real quick.
Cool.
Miller Lite. We love Miller Lite. Yards Brewery right here in Northern Liberties, Stateside Vodka right here in Fishtown, Bucks County Baseball Company, our boy Mike McVeigh, again, we don't know where he is currently, but if you want to buy a car, call Quimby, email the Green Legion, he'll be able to hook you up. Kavanaugh's Restaurants, all of them, I believe they all might be open now. We were saying for months, months.
Is it open because it's spring? Because it hasn't been spring-like weather.
Yeah, well, now it is. Tomorrow, I think.
It'll be spring-like weather.
Yeah.
These high pressure systems, they come and go.
Hollis Thomas with the weather. Thank you, Hollis. You missed your call. You should be a weatherman. Bourbon Blue, the Bayou and Cactus, the Manioc Sports and Social Club, City Fitness, our boy Ken Davies, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, East Market, and the new one, Logan Square. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you
guys.
Yeah,
you too, man. Yeah.
Don't forget tomorrow, you can still sign up the Green Legion tailgate.
Xfinity Live,
1100 Social, start at 10 a.m. We'll be there with drinking lots of beverages.
Yes, we will. Yes. That's Green Legion. Go to greenlegion.com.
Greenlegion.com. You can still sign up.
You can still sign up for the tailgate at 1100 Social.
And if it's sold out online, I believe you'll be able to sign up with cash tomorrow at the door.
Yes.
I'll have to confirm that from Connie, but I believe that.
Cash rules everything around me.
Dollar bill, y'all. Little Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah.
See?
Yes.
White Rob knows Wu-Tang.
Yeah. Well, I figured you would. There's certain things that I expect you to know.
Okay.
Like wrestling.
Love wrestling.
Wu-Tang Clan. I figured you should know some Limp Bizkit. I figured you should know the Beastie Boys.
But you said you're Sicilian, right? So
yeah.
So is that?
Oh, I hit a button. Why is the Seinfeld theme? Sorry, that was an outro. Sorry. Yeah,
definitely. So how do you guys like relate? Like when I say you guys, like Sicilian,
you guys. What are you trying to say there, pal? That, you guys.
So far as that in relation to Italian, how?
It's the same. The only difference is...
Did you say Italian?
Italian.
The only difference is if you're not full Sicilian, you can't be made in the mob.
Okay.
You have to be full... I'm only half Sicilian, so I couldn't be made in the mob.
You couldn't.
You got to be 100%.
A wise guy.
Yeah. Hey, Connie. She ran by.
The reason I say that is because I was...
Real quick, I need clarification tomorrow. So you can still sign up on greenlegion.com. Mm-hmm. Can you pay in cash tomorrow at the door? So you can pay in cash, and you'll see Connie's sexy face tomorrow.
All right.
9 a.m. she'll be there, everybody.
This is
but we're not starting till 10.
That's right.
We're starting. I'll already be there on WIP. Actually, I'll be at the Indianola Care broadcast booth at Citizens Bank.
I was going to say I'd come see it, but they won't let me in there.
You got to have credentials. I had to go pick up my credentials yesterday, so I'll already be parked. So I'm just going to walk from the broadcast over there.
Should we get you a little cart? Can you make that walk?
I can make that walk.
I figure you're a man. You'd want a cart or something.
I mean, not really. I'm a man.
He's a man.
You call me a prima donna right now. So
well. Hold on, you already said you were. We've been through this. You're a prima donna.
Oh, yeah, but I need a fan, you know, when I get there.
Okay.
It's just like I can walk over there.
Yeah.
The only press credentials I get now are just for adult expos. I can't get any for sporting events.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'd like a Phillies expo. I'd like a credential for a Phillies
expo. You're like your Natalie Eggman for somebody.
Yeah, that's funny. We'll hold that for the Rob V show because I want to talk about Natalie Eggman. But let's get into the sports blizzard.
All right, let's do that.
Flyers lost the last two games.
Oh, yeah.
They got to be out of the playoffs.
Jobs. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they're out of the playoffs.
Yeah,
okay, but
did you
I saw one of the interviews and the one guy's like, I can't forget which one of the guys said it. He basically said that they screwed the pooch. It's like we lost these games. We, you know, we, it seems like we just gave up. And I was like, yeah, fuck stick.
Yeah.
But and I feel like they'd be a truthful, and I know you guys said it, and it's happening just like you and Quimby said, they're gonna reel you in. But I wasn't reeled in.
You were real. Admit it. No, you were sucked in.
I was entertained by the.
Oh, now you're being entertained.
Well, the thing about it is it's kind of like when you watch certain teams and you know that they are not that good.
Right. It's kind of like watching the Knicks back when Patrick Ewing was there. You knew they were going to make it to the playoffs, and you knew that they were going to get deep into the playoffs.
But I think the Knicks were better. The Knicks of the late '90s were better than the Flyers right now.
Yeah, okay.
They had a Hall of Famer.
Did they win a title?
No.
Oh,
okay. But they were making the playoffs.
Wow. So did we make playoffs last year?
It was like masturbation watching a big payoff, baby.
Well, they got knocked out in the first round.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think they had any Hall of Famers
team. You know what doesn't really matter? It's like you go to the playoffs all you want to. If you get knocked out, you get knocked out.
That's right.
No matter what fucking round it was.
Yeah.
You got knocked out.
All right.
Then they also signed, Joel Farabee, the first round, contract, entry level contract as quoted. He's the first round pick.
I didn't even pick that up. Look at you. The black guy with the hockey info.
It was on the news. I very rarely watch the news, but that particular time,
open your ears.
It was like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. That's okay.
You know, it happens.
It happens though.
Yeah.
That's enough Flyers talk.
Yeah. You sure you don't want to talk about more Flyers?
Not really. They're not really doing anything. And, which coach do you think they're going to keep? Which coach do you think they're going
to
get?
The center room coach has done a good job, but I don't think they'll keep him.
But he's an interim coach.
I know.
What has he done? Has he been a head coach before?
I don't believe so.
Hmm.
They're probably looking at Quinville from the Blackhawks. That's what I keep hearing.
Yeah, I think he's waiting on the season to be over.
Your boy Al should know that. He's plugged in the hockey expert
over
there.
Yeah.
Like Al, listen, Rob wants to know this.
Robbie wants to know.
He wants to know this.
All right.
So is Ange making it tomorrow? I saw he was sick the last couple days.
Yeah, you know he's going to make it. He wouldn't miss this for the world.
Tell me she wears Yankees jersey. That's what you should bust the stones about on here, him being a Yankees fan.
Well, I can see him growing up where he grew up.
If he would come out and say he was a Yankees fan, I'd respect him more.
You would?
Yeah, I would.
I'm sure he's waiting on that.
He should be.
Is he?
All right, remember, I'm a broadcast journalist, Hollis. In the words of Bobby the Brain Heenan, I'm a broadcast journalist.
Is he a Yankees fan?
Yeah.
He's from probably Connecticut. Quietly, I don't know.
Oh, no, he is.
He's from Rhode Island.
Yeah, Rhode Island, wherever. Yeah. Up in the corner of the country.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't like to mention that he's from there.
I know, but he should, because I think people will be like, listen, you should root from where you're from. That's all.
Well, I mean, he could technically adopt whichever team he wants.
Don't take his side.
I'm just telling you how it is. Who's he going to root for? Lamar Odom?
I mean, he probably doesn't even know who Lamar Odom is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he does. He came out of Rhode Island, didn't he?
I bet you he didn't even know that. If you asked him where Lamar Odom went to college, I bet you he wouldn't know.
I knew he went to Rhode Island.
I don't know if Angelo would know that.
Like, where did Ketina Mobley go?
I don't know. Oh, Ketina Mobley?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Did he go to Kutztown?
He's from here.
He's from here.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah, but Kutztown's local.
I don't think he went to Kutztown.
Doesn't matter, but he's still from here.
We'll have to look that up. I want to say it's Kutztown, but we'll have to look that up.
It was probably the same place that Lamar went.
Ed Reed? I think Ed Reed went to Kutztown.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Ed Reed and John Mobley.
Mobley's probably
John
I got
Mobley.
Who
are you thinking of? I said Ketina Mobley.
Look at you, correcting me.
John Mobley, first round pick, middle linebacker for the Denver Broncos.
He's got the best memory on the show because mine's just shit.
What was the draft I was watching for my year?
So the Phillies start tomorrow.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be gorgeous tomorrow.
And what should we mention?
Green Legion tailgate.
Yes.
At Xfinity Live, 1100 social. You can sign up right now. You also can sign up in cash at the door.
Be there. Be square.
10 to 2 o'clock. You got unlimited stateside vodka, Yards, Miller Lite, and the whole food menu is posted up there. Plus, I'll be there. I'll say hi, and I think Hollis will be there.
I'll be there. I'll be there for the first couple of hours.
But the cool Hollis will be there.
My brother will be there also.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So we'll be hanging out, and we're looking for all the ladies to come over and say hi. I use Hollis as my bait. They'll just come say Hollis. And I'll just, like, that's my friend Hollis. Oh, well, get away from me, sir. Except if Diaz comes over. We don't know him.
Yeah, we're going to ignore Diaz.
He's probably going to be smashed. So
You know.
He's supposed to be working tomorrow.
Yeah, but
sure he is.
Working on a six-pack. You know, and then, you know, and then it's like, seems like he gets very emotional. The more he drinks, the more emotional
he's kind of like a chick.
Yeah, I got him crying. But, I got him crying. He's going to,
he's going to cry. He's probably going to shed a tear or two.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
I wasted paper on him. I printed out our run sheet. He's not even here.
I know. He's, you got to figure that.
Man, we could all went by our phones.
Yeah.
I like to make it easier for you guys. I like to go that, remember that, I like to go the extra mile.
Yeah.
The difference between, ordinary easy and like extraordinary is that little extra. That's all it is.
That's why I'm
he went that extra mile.
I believe the Phillies brought out their, or I'm sorry, posted their lineup for tomorrow. It's pretty much the one that everyone thought it was going to be.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I like him. I think Aaron Nola have a good start. I just don't want everyone to kill Bryce Harper if for some reason in the first 2 weeks he's not hitting, because I don't think he's had 40 at bats yet.
Yeah,
so
but
he's
I think he's
so
still.
Are you creating a pass for him already?
whoa.
I mean, this is just, I'm asking for a friend.
Okay.
And myself. I'll throw it out there.
Because some people that follow me on Facebook don't think I know baseball. I won't mention their names. Alex Donahue. okay. You need at least 40 at bats. I don't think he's had that. Okay. So if he's not hitting in the beginning, I'm not going to kill him. You got to give me 40 at bats. You got to get in a rhythm.
So when you say at least 40 at bats, like a warm-up type thing?
The
first 10 games.
First 10 games, yeah. Because
okay.
He was out of spring training. Mm-hmm. It's all, baseball's all timing. I don't know if it's like that with football where you really gotta get your reps shape.
You had to get your timing down, and you had to get back into the swing of things.
Well, then, let me ask you something then. Yeah. Even if he's a subpar or a substandard first 40 at bats, if they improve across the board, you won't have any complaints out of me.
Yeah.
At all. Because it's like, you know, of course, if they're gonna pitch around him, is going to fuel the fire for other guys to hit better. Mm. So we'll see what happens. I'm critical of it to a certain extent. I like what he did. He signed a long-term deal. I mean, I wouldn't have gave him $25 million over 13 years. But that's just, I mean.
I'm glad you're not a general manager.
That's just me. I mean, I'm saying that because he's going to be fucking 40 years old. And you just got out of there with Ryan Howard. So let's be realistically speaking, you're going to get about a good 7 years out of him.
Okay. I think you get a, like, to at least he's like 34.
In Ryan's defense, he should have been brought up sooner.
Exactly.
And then he had a catastrophic injury.
And they pushed him
to come back earlier
than he should have. And his knee was messed up. And then after they were out of the playoff race, they're going to say, we're going to shut him down now because his knee is messed up. His knee's been messed up the entire fucking year.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, and they thought about that $25 million.
Yeah.
But I think this is, to get a guy like this, that's what you gotta pay him.
Yeah.
Ryan Howard, he earned it and deserved it. Bryce Harper, he's the hot ticket name. He earned it and deserved it as well.
Basically, I'm happy that they brought a superstar here, but instead of,
my biggest issue.
No, my issue was not bringing a young superstar here and continually paying like the Carlos Santanas, the Marlon Byrds, the riffraff, continue to pay the riffraff and thinking that we have a great nucleus. You're not going to create a great nucleus until you give them somebody great to be great with.
Yeah, but 13 years? Shit. Is that what he asked for?
He wanted stability. He wanted somewhere to finish his career.
I give him 10.
Baseball is different from football.
Yeah, it is.
So, and then they're supposed to be getting
the
DH also.
He's 36.
They're also supposed to be getting the DH in the National League. You know, we're the team that fucked it up, right?
Yeah.
What?
The DH?
I don't want the DH.
No, we're the team that fucked it up.
What do we do?
We didn't vote in time to have it in the National League back when the American League did it.
I'm old fashioned. I like the AL. I like the DL and the AL. And you take away the DH in the National League, it takes away all the strategy.
Not really.
It
preserves your fucking pitcher.
Yeah, exactly. Bad
strategy.
That's like a guaranteed out.
No, that's a guaranteed out.
Bad strategy.
His ass ain't getting on base.
it's kind of like when
go root for an American. You'd be okay with your St. Louis Cardinals having a DH?
Damn right.
Okay. Yep. Yep.
Okay. The fuck you mean?
Yep. Power hitter that's out of the shape.
I know.
They don't have to play. They can bring pool holes back.
Every time I look at your brother now when he has the sunglasses on, the way he's leaning back, he looks like Biggie Smalls. Biggie Smalls, I think it's the more money, more problems video. They quote him sitting on the chair. He's like, the more money you make, the more problems you have.
Yep.
He's leaning back. That's what Pops looks like with sunglasses on.
Biggie Smalls is
there you go.
The list.
There you go.
There you go.
White Rob's calling him Biggie Smalls. Oh, you know.
But now, when you look at the grand scheme of things, I think it makes your pitcher not have to bat.
And it's an extra out.
And it's an extra out. Your pitcher won't get tired running around the bases or trying to hit the ball and throw his arm out of whack.
I mean, the only way I see it as a disadvantage is if he out there beaning people, you won't be able to bean his ass back. That's what I've never understood. Well, if he's out there beaning people, why don't the other pitchers just bean his ass back?
Well, no, because
a lot of baseball players are pussies.
No, what they do is they beam your best player.
Yeah.
They just beam you. Because as like I was telling somebody, I used to work out with Nomar Garcia Parra.
Yeah.
And he played with Pedro. Pedro he said Martinez. They would be out in the field. And see, as soon as he beat somebody, he said he would just drop his head because he knew as soon as he came up to bat, they was going to
they were going to drill him.
Yeah, they was going to peg him. And then I started watching it. I was like, he is right. That every time Pedro hit somebody or gave him some chin music, he came back and hit his ass.
You know, since we're talking about the Phillies, why don't we talk about Scott Kingery?
Yeah.
Me and Hollis now go tit for tat. Like, Kingery had two hits. I text, Kingery had two hits the next day. Bases loaded. He popped out.
Popped out. Bases loaded. Scott Kingery up, and he swings.
Yeah.
And it's up in the air, and it's the final out.
He's definitely going to be on the watch.
You're not getting paid to do that, Connie.
Why don't you just let her do what she wants to do?
She shouldn't even have to do all that.
She's probably getting paid.
He can see all, in the closed circuit television.
I know.
There's the camera right there.
Quality.
Now, all my friends now, they keep track of Scott Kingery's stats. They go, oh, he had a hit. Text Hollis.
Yeah, and then he struck out, and then he flew out, then he struck out again.
I hope to God there comes up a situation tomorrow where he has a dickhead. Like, hey, Hollis, fuck you, motherfucker.
I hope so, too.
What's it going to take for you to stop busting his balls? A half a season? A whole season?
For him to succeed.
Okay.
On a normal basis. Don't give me that flash in the pan choke order shit you gave me. They got you to sign a contract and then go into the tank.
Flash in the pan. Stop.
It's what it looks like right now.
The guy hasn't even played a full season.
He played a full season last year.
He didn't play every game. He played
half the game.
He did not play every game.
The fuck out of here.
He was in the lineup. We're gonna go to Baseball Reference.
You go to Baseball.
I bet you. What do you think? He started half the games last year.
He started probably most of them. He played in it.
He said most of them.
Most of them.
We're gonna go to Scott Kingery right now.
Suckers don't last a minute.
We're gonna look up Scott.
Look up
how
Scott
many
Kingery.
Games.
Look up
Scott
look up.
Kingery. How many games he played?
Because he should.
I'd
he
say it's half.
He should have went down. He went. He played in more than half.
BaseballReference.com is your friend. By the way, if you need good statistics, go to BaseballReference.com.
Know what you got for me, Suck MC?
Well, he only had 226 at-bats. What?
He played 147 games.
Thank you. Most of them, bitch.
Okay, you were right.
I know I was right. I was watching. I fucking covered the team. I know
reference.
He was out there, and that's why I said he should have went down.
Instead of Baseball Reference, I just go to Yahoo Sports.
us intellectuals like Baseball Reference.
That's fine. All right. Okay, so let me give you the intellectual stats.
Yeah, give us that intellectual stats.
He was batting 226.
Ooh.
He had 452 at-bats. 55 runs, 102 hits, 35 RBIs, 8 home runs.
Meager accommodations.
23 doubles, 2 triples.
Meager accommodations.
Walked 24 times.
I'd like to see how many starts he had. Struck
out 126.
I don't give a fuck.
He struck out 126 times.
There's a difference between starting and coming into a game.
When you're a young guy and you're not a starter, because my rookie, I started at the beginning, but every time they called my number, I was ready.
He struck out 126 times.
You have to be fucking ready.
That's pretty good.
This ain't high school. You can't bitch
I'm sorry. Not everybody in the beginning of their professional career started great like the great Hollis Thomas. It takes a little time.
How much fucking money did they give him?
$25 million, $30 million?
Okay, $25-$30 million.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not my fault.
The NFLPA, you guys have a bad players association. You should get more money. Don't knock him.
For how many years?
We're gonna Google that.
I don't give a fuck how many years.
8 years, maybe.
But when you get that kind of money, you have made them say that you have arrived. So when you arrive, we need your motherfucking ass to produce.
Is he gonna play shortstop or?
He should be playing second.
They're putting him at third. Because he's supposed to be a utility guy.
I just think it's ridiculous.
I don't think he's going to beat Markel.
6 year contract,
$25 million.
He's not going to beat
Mikel Franco out. Mikel Franco is more consistent than he is.
Oh, this wasn't that bad. Was it 6 years?
Yeah, it was 14. It wasn't that bad.
The salary is 1.17 million.
24 million.
Okay, yeah,
that's his deal.
1.17 million.
Mm-hmm. That's all guaranteed.
It's all guaranteed though.
Yeah. It ain't bad. Over 6 years?
I'd take it in the beginning.
Yeah, I'd take it.
So if you didn't have that contract, would you still be ripping them?
Yeah.
You'd still be ripping
them. Well,
so
if they didn't bring him up, if they kept him up like that, yeah, I'd be ripping them because you're just wasting a spot. Cause they just keep you up. It's like you can't, that was my main gripe is you can't coddle motherfuckers and you can't treat them as a teacher's pet when you're trying to create a team atmosphere. You can't have favorites. If this is a business, your favorite should be the motherfucker who's playing well.
Yeah.
That's what the favorite should be.
Pretty much.
Pops, I'm getting Hollis a Scott Kingery jersey.
I'm not wearing no fucking Scott Kingery.
Yeah, you're going to wear one.
Unless he gets 30 home runs.
30 home runs?
That's bullshit. You know what's bullshit is the fact that you don't even have enough faith in him.
I do have faith in him. But the problem is I don't think he can get 30 runs because he's not starting.
Oh. I mean, shit, get the fuck out of here.
You can't be a non-starter and hit 30 home runs. That's kind of hard.
Stop it.
With the DH, you can.
I hope
I'm Rick James, bitch.
And the DH stands for designated hoe.
I hope at some point when you're on the morning show that he's on.
I don't give a fuck.
And you better come at him.
I will light him up
like, oh, the big man didn't have the balls to come at Scott Kingery.
I will light up his life.
I am waiting for it.
Get that booked. Get that? They don't book him on. Put it this way, they know not to have people on there when I'm on the show.
you know, would be the greatest morning show ever. You have Scott Kingery followed by Andy Reid. That would be ratings, baby.
I would light up. You think they're gonna come on there with me? Are you kidding?
Be like, we have a surprise co-host, and just say you're not there. Be like, hi, how you doing? Nice to see you guys.
Like, hi.
What's up? Not to mix with.
So there's no way you and Andy Reid could be in the same room.
No, not really.
Really? You couldn't be cordial?
I can be cordial.
I can be cordial.
Okay. I'll give him a pound and keep rolling.
Okay.
My thing is, I don't like you. I'm not going to sit there and chop it up like I fucking like you. But I'm a grown man, so I know some of it was my fault for even trusting him. Okay. It was misplaced trust. So,
that's what you told us. You said your mom said he was a snake in the grass.
Mom, that's what she said.
Always got to believe mom, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I should have believed in what she said.
Yep.
Do we have Phillies predictions on you? Did you put that in the notes or no?
What, Philly predictions?
No, Phillies predictions. That's not in the notes, but we can talk about
that. That was last week.
That was last week. So I'm fading back to last week.
90 plus wins? You think I go in 90?
I think so. Even though I heard oh God, what beat writer was
I think
on?
They should, I think they should at least make the playoffs.
Well, they better make the playoffs.
Playoffs.
They better win their division with this lineup. They don't win the division, Scott or Scotty. Now you got Scotty Kingery on the brain. Gabe's got to go.
Well, you know that Atlanta always somehow creeps up to the front of the division. Why and how, I don't. And it's been like that for.
Who won the division last year?
Did Atlanta win it last
Probably
year? Atlanta won it last year.
Probably Atlanta.
I saw your St. Louis Cardinals are going to have a good ball club this year.
They normally do.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
who's their head coach? Who's the manager?
Some lame.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're a St. Louis Cardinals fan. You don't even know who the manager is.
That's like being.
You're almost as bad as a Cowboys fan. Who's on the Cowboys? I don't know, but I'm a fan of the Cowboys.
I kind of watch. No, no, no.
You don't get to say that.
Totally different.
That's totally different.
You have to watch your horse mouth. That's not the same. I was born and raised in St. Louis. There's a difference between a Cowboy fan. See, the problem here when you have a Cowboy fan, that it's like, all right, everybody in the house. Rooting for the Eagles, so I'm gonna be that one asshole. And
I want to be different.
For the Cowboy, yeah, exactly.
Hey, one of these kids is doing
his own thing, and that's what it turned out to a lot of because these Cowboy fans, these are so-called Cowboy fans that are here. Once they, if they even visit Dallas and they find out you're from Philadelphia, they don't even fucking respect you. You're not even accepted as an actual Cowboy fan.
Good.
And it's hilarious to me.
It's like they don't even want you.
Cause the Cowboys fans down there, they be like, we don't want them.
Like you got your own team.
Yep.
And the crazy part about it is they're not even rowdy. Like their fans.
No, they're not. Like, because we, every time we went down, we would take over that motherfucking stadium.
Yep.
All the time.
That's what we do.
Now I was thinking, should I hold off on my break or should we take a break? Now I don't want your guests to call in and we're at break.
What time is it?
6:57.
We can take a break, and I'll just text him during the break.
You want me to wait a little? Okay. Let's see. What are we, of course, you know, I was going to try to play music, but I didn't have a cue. This is why I need an intern. Rob needs an intern to do all his things for him. We'll go with, this sounds good. We'll be back with more of the Sports Blizzard right after this. Seinfeld theme song to work that time, everybody. We're back on the Sports Blizzard. I believe we're having our guest calling any minute, but before he calls in, 76ers have lost two in a row.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about that.
I mean, I kind of, when I heard that Ben Simmons was sitting, I kind of figured that they were going to go ahead and rest some of their guys. Boston actually has lost four in a row, so I really don't think that the 76ers can improve their playoff position.
No, but even without Ben Simmons playing, you can't have that pitiful. Like the game to Atlanta, okay, I'm pissed off about it. I get it. You're not going to win every game. I understand.
Yeah.
And well, they lost.
They had a chance to win that.
Yeah, there was effort. But that game against Orlando, it's like nobody cared.
Well, they were in it until like the third quarter.
They
like,
didn't make a shot for like 11 minutes.
Yeah, you're trying to embarrass me on national television.
I'm sitting here the whole time. I'm like, all right, they're going to make a run. They're going to make a run.
Yeah,
they're going to make a run.
They need Ben Simmons.
Six minutes left. I'm like, fuck this.
Embiid is great, but I feel like Ben Simmons is the real MVP of their team.
Was that Monday? What game was that? Was that Monday? No.
Yeah, I think so. It was the last game they played. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I went to.
Because he cleared the bench. Then Zaire Smith. It is his first 3-point shot.
Yeah, I missed. I went to all wrestling. I switched over to Raw.
You should have because it was horrible.
Yeah. I had to watch me some Charlotte Flair.
Speaking of Raw, man, it got ugly quick.
We did it ever?
Yeah, but I mean, I think that they pretty much know that hopefully they get out the first round. Of course, they pretty much know their biggest test is going to be in the second round. Because
they got through the first round last year.
You're going to end up playing one of the top teams, of course, but they're going to have to really focus on rest. They're focusing on rest because they play pretty, they only got maybe one game left against the top team, and it might be Milwaukee or it might be Toronto. But out of the last, what they have, like maybe 10 games left?
I think they have 10 left, yeah.
Yeah, all of them, for the most part, they're all against 10 subpar teams. And I think, well, Orlando is fighting for their last playoff spot anyway. So I was expecting to get their best anyway in the sense of they're playing out of true desperation and grit. And the 76ers, it seemed like they are already positioned where they're going to be.
So you just don't think they've lost interest?
Well, no, they were resting.
That's what it looks like.
Well, selectively resting their players at the right time because they know that of course they won't.
Hey, he say the number's not working.
Is it the 215-716-1108?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Wait, 215 what?
215-716-1108.
Yeah.
I did test it before the show to make sure that it rang, and I'm gonna call the show number right now to make sure this is working.
716.
1108. Oh, did you give him the wrong number?
I gave him 80.
There you go. See? You fucked up. You tell Hugh Douglas that you messed up. Cause I made sure, cause I knew you said, see?
Shut up, man.
I'm gonna tell you.
I put it in wrong now.
And on the phone with us, the great Hugh Douglas. Hugh, I have to apologize. Hollis gave you the wrong phone number.
Shut up, man. It's like putting it in the wrong hole. Shut up. What's up, man?
What's going on, man?
I had you call because, we was going to be talking about football and stuff. Talking about free agency, like the free agency in which.
Hold up. Did the Eagles get Leonard Fournette? Is that real?
Did we get Leonard Fournette?
It might be breaking news.
It might be breaking news if it happens.
No, dude, I'm telling you, I just got an alert that said they traded Nelson Aguilar for Leonard Fournette.
Uh-oh.
Like,
you giving us breaking news. Let me look at my Eagle stuff right
there. Yeah, man, because this is what I just got.
Okay.
It says, wait a minute. 7 trades needed. Oh, never mind. 7 trades need to make before draft. Oh,
okay.
My partner sent these to me. I thought these shits was real. Oh hell. You know how somebody send you a bunch of different text messages?
Yeah.
And they send them all together, and it's like, okay, well shit, don't send them shit separate.
I know.
God damn it.
You got the Eagle. You got the rumors.
Yeah, you definitely.
You definitely got the rumors. Well, they're going back to the Kelly Green uniform. They're trying to go back to the Kelly Green uniforms in 2020.
Oh, that's what's up.
I'm going to give you some of that apparel.
Well, they said there's a helmet rule they got to fix or something.
Well, it's
I don't know why that's so hard to fix.
Well, it's because it's I don't know. I just work here.
You call what you do work?
Yeah, I call what I do work. Did you have an array of questions you want to ask my boy?
No, actually, I want to tell him one thing. Hugh, by the way, my name's Rob. We met a long time ago. You probably don't remember. I was interning at WIP, and when you think most athletes can be assholes, the one time I met Hugh, he was nothing but a class act. So I was a lonely intern. Hollis could, or Hugh could have been like, I don't really care, kid. Shut up. I don't want to talk to you. But you were nice back then. I appreciated that.
Oh, not a problem. Not a problem. And then I got my
brother Pops on there, too. You know.
Yo, what up, man?
Pops! What's going on, man?
Not much. Same old. You know, slow motion, baby.
Hugh Rye, have you here? Day. You have any funny Hollis stories you can share with us? I need a good Hollis. I need a good Hollis story.
Not that I can share on the air.
Oh, come on! Those are the ones that we want, Hugh.
We don't want those.
We don't want the big dog. We don't want the big dog.
I keep telling Hollis. You know, when I get to hang out with all the athletes in the city, the stories you hear off the air, those are the good ones. Those are the ones that people want to hear.
Those are the ones that
we've learned. Like sometimes you can't tell everybody everything, man. Let's look at. Hey, dude. Hey, man. But you know what, though, man? Like I always say, man, people move the meter for what they want to move the meter for.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's whatever. Yeah. Whatever.
It's always an excuse.
Well, I mean, not trying to defend this bullshit because it basically will tear down that bullshit. You hold the symposiums and you're getting fucking paid for it, talking about surviving R. Kelly. One, you're using his name for a financial gain.
Listen.
What happened to the fucking courage 30 years ago? I'm serious. I'm so fucking sick of this mutual agenda.
I keep my thoughts to myself when it comes to that because ain't nobody trying to hear that reality.
No, they're not.
Ain't nobody trying to hear that.
I ain't got no name like you, Hugh. I say what you should say. Just text me what the hell you want me to say, and I'll put that shit out there.
Hugh, I learned the hard way around these guys. I brought up Michael Jackson a couple weeks ago. Oh, they lost it on me.
That's right.
They lost it on me.
He is white Rob.
I know. I'm white Rob. I'm the white guy. I know.
Known as white Rob.
Hold on. Now, Hugh, now, the Michael Jackson story, it would be different if both the dudes that were telling the story did not testify for him under oath.
Yes.
It would be different
yes.
if one of them, if twice. And it would be different if one of them was hanging out with his daughter still to this day.
Yeah.
And it would be different if Michael Jackson didn't make one of them the highest paid choreographer.
I don't want to get you upset again.
No, because you stupid motherfucker.
No, I mean, but I find it interesting. That people, they move the meter for what they want to move the meter for. Right. Now, this man's dead. He can't defend
exactly.
himself.
Exactly. And that's what we was all talking about. And you know, the problem with that whole situation is the fucking money ran out. Let's be real.
Exactly.
I'm not going to win this argument. I got three black guys and one white guy. I'm not going to win the argument.
Well, how the fuck would you win an argument?
I mean, dude, I hear you. I hear what you're saying, but it's still not right. Now, right, two wrongs don't make a right.
They make it even.
You were benefiting from not saying nothing when he was alive. Why say something now?
Yeah, he's dead. He can't defend it.
Because the money's gone. Let's be real. Nobody's talking about it, and the money's gone.
But not only that, you testify for him under oath. So basically right now, you should have your ass
you
in jail.
You purge yourself.
You perjure. Yes. 5 years.
Easy steezy. Yeah.
I did not think we'd go down this road.
Let's talk about the NFL rule change.
Okay, yeah, the rule. That's what I was going to have you call on and on about that.
Let's talk about the rule
change.
You
hear about it, Hugh? You hear about the rule change?
Yeah. You're talking about when they're talking about you can offensive pass interference and defensive pass interference, you can contest them if you don't agree with the call or the non-call.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, basically, this is my theory in general, because we was in the league, we couldn't say nothing about the refs, and you can't say nothing about the refs on any level. I was like, well, if they have a bearing on the game, which they shouldn't, they should be the one fair, convenient thing throughout the game, but you know you get these bitches out here, and they throwing flags and don't throw flags, and then you can't say nothing, and then they tell me something, they're part of the game. No, the fuck they're not, when I spend the entire offseason trying to get myself together to come and play championship football, and I got this bitch who sells insurance during the off season. He won't throw a flag, or he's throwing the flag because he's pissed. Fuck him.
Yeah, you had a floor, man.
I tell you what, man. I tell you the messed up part about this rule because it's still objective. And now, you know what the NFL has done by them changing the rule and saying they wasn't going to change the rule? they've admitted that they screwed up. Yeah. Like they even went so far to say that they just screwed up so much that the Saints might have been in the Super Bowl.
The Saints should have been in the Super Bowl.
After the fact.
Yes.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Stevie Wonder saw that file. Shit. He's like, hey, throw the flag, baby.
No, because
that ribbon in the sky.
The wackest thing about that whole play, dog, was he committed three fouls in one play. He helmet contact. He hit a defensive receiver and pass interference, all in one fell swoop. And he was talking about it was a bang-bang play. The ball hadn't even come into the picture yet when he got hit.
Nah, he was all draped on like a pair of tight drawers. Yeah.
He might have thought that was thunder and lightning. Like, damn, I thought we was in the dome.
Ain't no telling what he was.
Hey, Hugh, how's Lil Hugh doing?
Man, he's doing fine, man. You know, getting big. I just dropped him off. Hey, guess what he did today, man? It's something that made me so proud.
He
bought me dinner.
Oh, man.
He bought me dinner.
Did he let you supersize it?
Yeah. Hey, you know how you get ready to pull out your credit card and pay for me? He's like, no, I got this. I was like, oh, shit. What the hell? Hey, proud of him when he did that, though, man. For real. That was a proud moment of mine.
Yeah, it might have been the PYT around that he was trying to show out for, too.
You know what, Hollis? I didn't even look around and check. But I was like, I was so excited that he bought me something to eat. Yeah. I was just like jumping up and down. Mm-hmm. I gave him a big old hug and everything.
Hey, so back to another question I was going to ask you about. What do you think about how he's doing all the retreads?
You talking about bringing everybody back?
Yeah, bringing everybody back.
Now, Vinny Curry.
Yeah.
He didn't do that great. Like, got a chance to see him play in Tampa a little bit.
Right.
I mean, I understand it. You want to try to get familiar with the guys. Now, DeSean Jackson, I don't have a problem with.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that one.
But you kind of wonder, how is it going to be for DeSean Jackson off the field?
Right.
How is it going to be when Carson Wentz doesn't throw DeSean Jackson the football when DeSean Jackson wants the football?
Yeah.
You know, those are two polar opposite dudes.
Yeah,
they really are.
Pretty much, yeah.
And you know. Huh?
Go ahead. I was going to say, I thought he was keeping Nelson Aguilar, but you with the breaking rumor there.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, that does make sense.
That does make sense
because Leonard Fournette don't want to be there.
Yeah, Leonard Fournette don't want to be in Jacksonville, and Jacksonville don't have any viable receivers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things, man, where DeSean Jackson is a great deep ball threat.
Yeah.
But again,
what
we all know, you know, some of the stuff that was going on with DeSean Jackson back in the city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people can't be in the city, man.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, some people just can't be in the city.
Yeah, but he might have matured, though.
I was going to say, you know,
since he got cut.
Yeah, you know what? You're right.
But it doesn't seem like it, though. Why? Why?
Because when he was down in Tampa Bay, dude missing meetings, dude going sleeping meetings.
Yeah, see.
Dude is still being unruly, so. You can say, okay, I'm going to do it different in Philadelphia. Okay, until what? You don't get your way?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you know what the hard part about being a grown-up is? You got to be a grown-up all the damn time, man. And I hate it. But you got to be a grown-up all the damn time.
Yeah, and as you said, and it was the other part about I know you got a son and stuff, and he was saying he was trying to set a better example for it, but are you going to be still trying to set that example where you don't get your way?
Yeah, when? I mean, I don't know, but
Tampa Bay might have just been dysfunctional all around.
What do you think about it?
You know, with the flip-flopping of the quarterbacks, and then they got Fitzpatrick out there like he's Conor McGregor and all that old extra shit. They shouldn't have never really got rid of Lovie Smith, but that's on them. Fuck them.
I was going to ask you what you thought about the organization, the Buccaneers, because I felt like because Dirk Cutter
had a better relationship with Jameis Winston than Lovie Smith, and they got rid of him.
They felt like he was the end all be all. Yeah.
The quarterback whisperer.
Same thing happened in New York with Numbnuts and Tom Coughlin. They felt like they had the up and coming hot commodity.
McAdoo.
Yeah, macadamia nut. but it was basically a thing if they want to keep that young coordinator up and coming hot, you know, talked about coach and get rid of
the old school coaches
currently there.
And it was one more thing. What do you think about the Odell Beckham Jr. trade? Because I felt like they were just trying to get his ass out of there because he was the diva and divisive.
Wow.
The Odell Beckham trade. I thought it surprised everybody because you just paid him what, 8 months before that. Yeah. You just paid the dude.
Yeah, but,
and
but
then all of a sudden you trade him.
But I thought he talked his way out when he went on talking about Eli.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're not getting rid of him. You want to win. You're not getting rid of him. It's obvious that this dude, that Eli Manning time has came and went. And it's like.
But listen.
Go ahead.
Let me tell you like, let me tell you like this, fellas. Mm-hmm. How many times have you known anybody when you get into it with the quarterback, regardless of the situation, that they won that battle?
Think about it. They're not.
No, they're not going to win
Sherman,
that battle.
The same shit in Pittsburgh.
You had Donovan McNabb, T.O.
Yep.
Richard Sherman. You had Richard Sherman. And Russell Wilson.
Yep.
You don't win those, man. Antonio Brown, Big Ben.
And the other B. Bell.
Who?
Bell did like Roethlisberger.
And I don't think Cooper. Yeah. Liked, I don't think Cooper liked the boy in Derek Carr.
Lamar Cooper didn't like Derek Carr.
Yeah, dude. listen, you don't win those, man. You don't win those. I mean, and it's been proven. Like, the closest person to management that's on the field is the quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it is what it is, man. Yeah. It is what it is. You can't really trip on it. It's been like that forever. On any team you ever played on, the quarterback's been the man. The quarterback's been the dude going home with the prom queen. Yeah. That's how it's been.
Yeah, that is true.
Now, you can bang her behind his back, but it's still his girl.
Yeah, but it's your, hey, you can try. You can try.
Hey. Oh. Yeah,
I mean, is it my fault? I'm the chosen one.
You're stupid.
Yeah, but I'm gonna let you go, man. I thanks for calling in and stuff. I'm gonna try to catch you and bring you on again when we have an open forum on the Rob V Show where we have a baller ass spread of fine porn stuff.
Yeah, my show is a little bit different, Hugh. So you would like hanging out for mine.
Okay, cool. That'll work. We can do this.
Yeah. But thanks for calling you, man.
Thanks, Hugh. I appreciate it.
All right, dude.
All right, not a problem.
All right, later. Bye-bye. There you go. The great Hugh Douglas calls in. With that, Quimby wasn't even here for that.
Ah.
He's going to be pissed.
I'll have him call again. He'll be all right.
I love Hugh.
Yeah, because when he comes in town, if we have a show, I'm going to try to have him come over and do a show with us. When he comes to town from time to time.
Yeah.
But he does the morning show down there for CBS.
Hotlanta. Down there in Hotlanta?
Yes.
Do you ever call into his show?
Yeah, I call in the morning show.
Give your expert analysis?
No, they just want me to call an extra donkey.
I wouldn't want your expert analysis either.
Just ask me to call. Well, it's not an expert analysis.
I'm only saying that because you're far away from me.
I know. I was going to say, that doesn't bother me. It's
because you're a man.
Yeah, exactly. What I was going to say was, they always call me for the truth.
Okay.
Because I give the truth. And they're right, Scott Kingery fan.
Listen, all right, Scott Kingery, we got to have a bet. Scott Kingery, we got to have a bet with Scott Kingery. You're hating on Scott Kingery all the time.
Hating on me, blowing chunks right now.
No, you're ridiculous.
He had a decent spring.
Okay.
But he had a great spring last year. And what did he do during the season? He screwed the pooch.
We've already spent 15 minutes on this.
Yeah.
Every bit this summer, I mean, you're going to argue about it.
And you know,
maybe even tomorrow at the tailgate.
And we still come to one conclusion. I'm a man and I win.
Yeah, we know you're a man. You got your fan there. You're a prima donna.
Yeah, that's it. But I win, though. And I'm a man. Look it up.
Real quick, as we wind the show down, did we go over the Eagles long? They signed Vinnie Curry.
Vinnie Curry, yes.
They're working on Carson Wentz.
I will wait on that one until he makes the whole fucking season.
Oh, here we go. I forgot. Your bestie's gone. Nikki's gone. Your bestie.
That's right. But at this point in time, you know, you got to.
Yeah.
You got rid of Nick Foles.
Yeah, you got rid of the sure thing.
Yeah. I mean, do it while you can.
Here we go. I'm not going down this rabbit hole. I'm not doing it, damn it.
You might as well. You got rid of Nick Foles.
Who's that statue out in front of the stadium?
They're going to move it. It's a cheap statue from Bud Light.
Who is it?
Stop.
Who is it?
Nick Foles?
Oh, it is?
Philly!
Remember, when Carson tails it up this year, you motherfuckers can't root for him.
When he does,
you can't even say that you played for the Eagles. I don't even want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
How do you say get the fuck out of here?
So when he tears it up, so they're going to.
You guys can't root for him.
I never said he wasn't good. I just said
he
can't.
The Super Bowl?
If he tears it up, they're going back to Super Bowl.
Look, Dick.
Okay, Dick.
You're so confident, it shouldn't be an if.
Because he's mistaken me saying he won't be healthy the entire season for him not being good. I never said he wasn't good. I just said he can't stay fucking healthy.
Okay.
That's what I said. If he makes it through the whole season, I'll go buy a Carson Wentz jersey.
Shit, not me.
I'm just bullshitting on that.
If you down with Bad Boy, fuck you too.
Chino XL.
Fuck you
we're
too.
We're quoting a lot of rap songs today. Yeah. And the last thing is, the Eagles proposed the NFL to have the Cowboys play Thanksgiving games away from AT&T Stadium.
Yeah,
that was not gonna happen.
Yeah, Jerry Jones, he had a whole bitch fit talking about how they were trying to taint the history or legacy.
It's not the fucking history or legacy, it's in Detroit. For the Pottstown Lions. The Detroit goes back to the Pottstown Lions. They was the only one. They're the one who had the fucking game. Well, fuck the Cowboys.
You're getting fired up today.
No, fuck the Cowboys.
That many officials, you're getting fired up.
No, because it wasn't a historic game down there. It was for the Lions. Well, and the Lions just started sucking. And so everybody wanted to see better football on Thanksgiving. So if you go look it up.
Yeah,
Portstown.
A Portstown.
Portstown Lions.
It's in
Michigan.
Yeah, okay. But Dallas played up as well. It was,
No, not back in the day when they first fucking started.
Okay.
I'm telling you that the Dallas just started playing.
No, they've been playing for a while.
They've been playing back since, the 70s, 70s, right?
Yeah, 70s.
Go back to the 40s.
72.
Go back to the fucking 40s.
When did it start?
It started back in the 40s.
Come on, Google's your friend.
Okay, I got it.
Go back.
While you're Googling that, Hollis, do you have anything you want to get off your chest?
I just did.
Okay,
all right. I just got it. Fuck the Cowboys.
Plug our sponsors for the third time.
Fuck the Cowboys. Tape it. Put it down.
That's going to go on the soundboard.
Good.
It's going to go on the soundboard.
Fuck the Cowboys. They bitches.
Pops, anything you want to get off your chest?
No, not at all. Man, I'm good. I think he said enough for both of us.
Yeah. I just want to thank the great Hugh Douglas for calling in. I really appreciate him taking the time. And I'm going to remember to go through our sponsors for the third time.
Well, thank you. Good things.
Miller Lite, Yards Brewery, right here in Northern Liberty. Stateside Vodka. By the way, you can get all three of those things at the Green Legion tailgate tomorrow at 10 to 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. Of course, Hollis Thomas will be there, but more importantly, his brother Pops will be there. He's more fun sometimes than Hollis. But you can sign up at GreenLegion.com. Bucks County Baseball Company. Mike McVay. Again, we don't know where he's at now, but if you need a car, email Quimby at GreenLegion.com. He'll be able to get you in the right spot. All the Cavanaugh's restaurants, I believe the one on Delaware Avenue, is finally open. And I can't believe I forgot this at the top of the show. I didn't mention Delilah's. Sorry.
Oh, man.
I wanted to go to Delilah's tonight but we're not going because someone has to work on the morning show tomorrow, and now we can't go because he's going to drink tomorrow.
Because I'm a journalist.
Yeah, I'm a broadcast journalist.
Do you work in the morning?
No.
Okay.
Okay, zip it.
So who's a journalist?
You're not a journalist. You're a former professional athlete. It doesn't count.
Who has credentials?
Oh, shut up, because you're an athlete.
No, who has credentials?
You have credentials.
I have press credentials, yeah. So I can go into the game also for free.
Yeah,
right?
I know that. You can.
I can go upstairs where the rest of the press is.
Okay.
The rest of the broadcast journalists.
You're not a journalist.
I bet
you're an athlete. You're a former Philadelphia Eagle.
You keep dreaming. I don't believe it.
The Bayou and Cactus, Manayunk Sports and Social Club, our boy Ken Davies, all the city fitness locations, Northern Liberties, Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, East Market. That'll do it for the Sports Blizzard. Hopefully we survive the tailgate.
Yes.
And we'll be back next week. I think we have two more shows till Quimby makes his return.
I have one thing to say. Fuck Diaz.
Oh, man. And that's how we end it. Good night, everybody.